Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ on this last day of February 2021. It's been a very amazing, challenging, and one for the record month with many things happening in our life and many losses in our life. It was kind of a strange month. I think no one really expected, but we're here now. And what carries us through everything is our love. And what carries our love is the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. And our love and support for one another. I am very pleased to be here, and I'm taking over the blessing call today. I want to start it by explaining the absence of Tony, our beloved co-host. He is top on my blessing list today. He is just enrolled in the hospital for some important tests, and he will be there for a couple of days. So I have no details on it, and I never ask about the private information when it's not offered. So we just know that he's in the grace of God and the arms of Christ, and that whatever it seems to be of a troubling nature will be long past very soon. And I ask that everyone remember him in your prayers. And I want to thank everyone who joined us most graciously and lovingly yesterday in our remembrance of Desmond Nicole. He is another beloved blessing giver who will not be on the board today, but it doesn't mean he's not with us in spirit. Desmond passed on to higher ground this last week, and I don't have the details on that either, and I don't need to know, because he went to where he chose to be and felt he needed to be. And the whole of his life has been devoted to Christ and to assisting everyone in his life to climbing to the higher ground. So we're so happy that you're there now, Desmond. And we look forward to your loving assistance as we move forward as a community and for being part of the legacy that you leave behind, because you are not just a receiver of the blessings. You are at most of the live blessing seminars, and you helped me in so many ways to put it together, produce it, deliver it, and make sure everyone was served to their needs. So we love you, Desmond. And I am sad that I don't see your name on the board, but I am very glad that your name is inscribed in my heart forever. And we send our love and blessings to his family and to his mother, Misha and Nikolai. And I send my love and blessings to Tony's beautiful wife and family, because I know they're with him, cheering him on to happy and good results. So let's begin. And we're going to open our board with Stephen Adler. Hello, Stephen. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you for saying all that. I just want to add that Desmond was an amazing soul, such a bright light, and I just request extra blessings for his beautiful soul. And I request a blessing for my cousin Stuart, who this last year had been battling brain cancer, but he has passed over to the other side now and is with God and angels. And so, yeah, I just ask for a blessing for his beautiful soul. And, you know, it's so wild, because it just seems like this last couple of weeks, these special souls are passing over. Stuart as well shared a lot of similarities with Desmond. I mean, Stuart was one of these people who just had this innocence about him and just this sort of, just shared his heart always and just always spoke the truth and just had this beautiful serving innocence, just always was caring about other people. And it's just amazing. I mean, I aspire to be more like these beautiful souls myself. And I'm just grateful for the blessings that I've received from Yeshua and all the blessing givers in my healing journey. I've been battling with a crazy skin infection. I don't know if it's impetigo or staph or something. Anyway, it's healing up. And so I'm very, very grateful for that, because those things can become very dangerous very quickly.
Yes, they can. They can. So we are grateful for your progress in healing.
Yeah, I'm grateful. And I just, I'm so grateful to be part of this community, really, and just the ongoing support and just love and wisdom that comes through each and every one of you and in this community is just amazing. And so I just want to say thank you, and I want to just give everybody in our community extra blessings during this time. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you especially also more than you even mentioned, because you were one of the early developers of our community before we had a blog or before there were blessing givers or even ministers in Spiritus Church. You created the Jesus Speaks. Was it on Yahoo?
Oh gosh, it's been so many years, but I came across your work in early 1999, I think just after you published the book, and I immediately just fell in love with the work and the message, and it just stopped me in my tracks, and it literally transformed my life. And I still to this day, I feel more strongly about the work now than I ever have. It just keeps growing, growing. Back then I used to lead study groups, and I would always keep a case of the books in my trunk, and I would give them out for free to people. People I'd meet on the street, I'd have conversations with, and I'd say, based on what we're talking about, I think you'd love this book. Here, well, hold on just a second. Let me go grab you a copy. I gave out so many copies. And I still give out copies. I just love the work, and it's profound to this day. I peruse a lot of stuff, and I still have not found something that is as apropos to the human race in this day and age. Literally, I mean, it is the messages in the work are just a bullseye on top of a bullseye for humanity.
Yeah.
And
it's because it's original, Steve. There is a lot of recirculated wisdom going around, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's because true wisdom is timeless, so there's nothing wrong with that. The only problem is it was generated under past conditions, and that gets back to your comment, the relevancy of love without end, here and now. There are even very few words I speak that are totally original that I didn't speak 20 years before. So the rarity of anything beautiful and wonderful and loving originating right now is a treasure. It really is.
Yeah, I really feel that. It's true modern day revelation. I mean, revelation's always taking place, and this is one of the biggest, most profound revelations to hit the earth in a very long time, in my humble opinion.
Well, in my humble opinion, I am humble that he chose me to speak the words. And they just get big, and it's something I never outgrow. You know, if you just think about it, think back to your college years or your early career years, the time when you thought you had the world by the tail, you know, and you look back on those days and you say, gee, I sure have outgrown that. And I can say that about a lot of my paintings. Like, wow, I wouldn't paint that way today. It was nice when it happened, but I wouldn't paint that way today. But I have never, ever outgrown Love Without End. In fact, every time I go back to it, I ask myself, did I actually write those words?
Yeah.
I'm finding something I didn't even see before. Because
yeah,
it's like a kaleidoscope. Every time you turn the wheel, you get a new integration.
Yeah, and my personal commitment with the work is just to continue to embody it. You know, that's my personal practice, is literally embodying the messages, you know, making them who I am. And that's my ongoing work personally.
Me too. Okay. Well, we share a lot in common, Stephen, and thank you so much for being one of the formative members of our community. You're our brother, and we love you and expect to be with you for a very long time to come. And speaking of, onto one other thing you mentioned, since I have been sharing the sad news of Larry's passing and Ben Desmond's passing and a few others I know, it has come to my attention how many actually great souls have passed in just the last 2 or 3 weeks. There was something, I wish Tony was here to comment on that, but there must be something in the celestial configuration that has opened a window, because these were messengers of God, you know. And it makes me wonder that so many of them made their exit all at one very short window in time and space. But we pray for them all, and we know that they're still with us on higher ground. So I'm going to move on, and thanks for sharing, Stephen.
Thank you.
I see Jerome is on the call. Hello, Jerome.
Hi, this is Jerome up in Minnesota. We just got some snow, but blessings and love and light and everything you're doing, Glenda. Thank you for the connection with the Holy Spirit of the universe, and for everything that you do, love and light, peace and joy, and keep up the good work. I love you. I thank you, and I thank you for the universe of everything, and Yeshua, yes. Thank you.
Oh, so I'm sure he's saying, oh, you're so welcome, my son. And you are my forever brother.
Well, you're my forever sister and mother and grandmother, too.
Okay. Gee, I got promoted. Wow.
You got promoted, yes. Well, listen, you could be my wife. How's that sound?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Love and light.
Hey, did you want to ask for a blessing?
Yes, blessing for our family here. Yes, for the family.
Okay.
We're going through lots of things up here, but just for everybody in our family, and thank you, and for everything you're going through, and for everything with everything you've ever done. And this morning we had
meditation
and went out into the universe of spirit. So
yeah, much warmth for underneath all that new blanket of snow.
Yes,
but at least the winds can't reach you. You're like the Eskimo.
All right.
All right.
Light and love.
Jean Marie, you're on. Hello, dear.
Hey, Glenda. Yeah, and hi to everybody, and blessings to everybody. Desmond was a star seed, pure and simple, you know, and I just bless him to the moon and all the universes and back. What a gift. So ditto, everyone that had anything good to say about Desmond. For my own journey right now, I was, you know, guided weirdly back to Kansas, and I have part of the row hoed, you know, as in frozen pipes, burst pipes, ceiling falling in.
Cool.
And I got the message that this almost quarter of a century, decade of my life, the chapter is ending, and I'm going to be moving forward and starting a new story, and I would like blessings for what's left of the row to hoe, and ask that all people that need to be part of it will, you know, step forth and be there for what needs to happen next. So I am closing a chapter, and because it's time, it's a completion, and a new chapter will begin. And it's a big old leap of faith. And I would just ask that everybody be with me on it, and that the great beings send the right people and guidance to, and even in the midst of this horrific madness I've been through, chaotic, no water, no toilet, no, you know, been there before, and all that's gone along with that, and then having a ceiling crash in, that was it.
Oh, my goodness.
And even in the midst of all that calamity that started the 8th of February and completed yesterday morning, I have absolutely had everything I needed when I needed it, as has been my whole life. And I know moving forward that will be the case, but with my blessing givers community around me, it'll be even better. So that is my request.
And remember to always be in your faithful heart. That's where
Absolutely.
The grace of God enters your life.
It's been
Amen.
Hard lately to muster that up. Trust me, I'm not going to lie. But
I know. I've been there with you, sister.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, I've had to ask other people to hold the space for me because it's God, like God who? What? But I see light at the end of a long tunnel, and the row has already, like I said, been partly hoed behind me. And there's still some plowing to do gently. And that's my request.
It's a big one, but it's one we cherish in helping you. We want you to have a wonderful next chapter of your life.
I am excited.
And everybody remember, no matter what stage of life you're in, whether you're a kid, a teenager, early adult, midlife, golden age, there's always a next chapter. Even if you're saying your last goodbyes, there's a next chapter. There's always a next chapter because love has no end, and love is who you are.
That is
the truth. We just reshape the way our love is experienced and expressed into new ways, new connections, new adventures, new discoveries, and new purposes in service.
Yes.
So
Amen.
Just remember, love is who you are, always.
And that's
I'm
what has.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Late. I'm going to open the line to Susan. Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi, Glenda. First thing I want to say is I was sorry I couldn't make yesterday. I wanted to, but I had a commitment that I had to do, and so I was sorry that I missed the what you were doing for Desmond, who I dearly love. So Judy texted me just a little bit before the call and said, gosh, I can't move this. So she said, basically at that time, I don't know if Tony had spoken to you, but that Tony's having an ERCP procedure. Now camera die down the throat to get images, unblock anything, place a stent or take biopsies of the gallbladder, pancreas, liver. He will be successfully sedated. Everyone is praying. We know how well that works. And that's,
yes.
And then she said, thank everyone for us and send our love and appreciation. So
okay, well,
kind
she
of
gave you details.
With itchy
yeah, she gave you
Desmond.
Details that I did not have, so thank you.
Yo, absolutely. That was the first thing I said there, that, you know, as soon as I can, I'm going to get on the call and share that. So,
yes.
Apparently,
okay.
So
well, we would have covered him like a blanket anyway,
oh,
but
absolutely.
It helps when you have detail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So that was my purpose in calling. The other thing is I wanted to ask you, just when you send out, you know, the oils, just kind of let me know. The mails are so insane. You don't get something for a month that was sent out a month ago. So, you know, just, you know,
okay.
I don't know if you did or didn't send it yet, but just give me a heads up so I know that.
When did you order?
Mid-February, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it's already been sent.
Oh, no. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
try to do some tracking for you. Okay.
Yeah, would you? Because
I'll be
glad. There were two oils that I purchased.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them was Black Rose, I believe.
Yeah,
and we were out of it at the time.
No, at the time, you re-got it, and that's when I ordered it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, it's gone out.
Are you kidding?
And I'll track for
that,
you, though.
I also ordered, you know, the large size of holy basil. So I ordered
them
together.
Okay. I will track for you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I can say right now, you know. I'm not clairvoyant.
No, I can't
look down the long row of USPS trucks and see where it is.
I just don't
but
know
I can track
if
for it.
Or maybe, you know, you didn't get a chance to send it out yet. So that's why I wanted
no,
to.
No, we did. I had help all during the time that, when Larry was in his last 2 weeks, I had to be with him almost 24/7 with the exception of a few naps I had in the chair. So I had to have help on everything. And then after he made his journey to the high ground, I wasn't up to doing anything. So, again,
That's what I figured. I didn't even know maybe you hadn't sent it, you know, with what you were going through.
No, I have. We have.
Oh.
We're actually caught up on everything.
Oh. Well, then it's good
Thanks.
I spoke with you because I never got it, either one.
I'll track for you, okay? And I'm sure it will be just fine.
Great. That sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, blessings
to
you, Susan, and thank you for
thank
bringing
you.
This information to us from Judy.
Totally. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Lorraine, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Thanks. And my heart's with everyone with all these losses. And what I was requesting support for myself is one of my kiddies made his transition several weeks ago, and just supporting this grieving process because I miss him terribly, even though I know his presence is here. And the crazy thing is I just extend that out to anybody who's lost pets recently. There's a few people in the neighborhood and a couple other people this month have lost their beloved pet. So I'm just inviting blessing support for myself and all those grieving losses of pets and others. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Well,
my kitty star. Yeah.
It's really hard. One thing I would like to say is the most courageous souls on this earth are the innocents. And I would include our beloved ones who have passed on among that group. So my honor is paid to their innocence, and my gratitude is paid to the joy it brought to us. Okay. Well, thank you. I see you're on. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Glenda. Hey, I'm so filled with joy to be on the call. I can't even tell. I just feel so grateful to have Yeshua have guided me to become a blessing giver and be part of this community. It's just so astonishing how connected we really are, you know. I was so confused the last day. I didn't know what day it was. So I missed also the call yesterday. But Desmond came anyways, you know. It's like the connection is just so there.
It really is.
And also Tony. Tony's been on my mind all morning. And that's never happened.
And you didn't
before.
Know. Yeah.
No. And it happens actually all the time. We're always right on. We don't know it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to know that we have this loving connection, you know, even most of the time not really conscious, it's just so beautiful. And I'm so happy to just be part of this circle and how we support each other. And so I'm just so grateful. And
I also wanted to say,
that the blessings for my family have been really well received too. Everybody's doing better. Yeah, it's getting miraculous. And so Rob's feeling better, and he's doing something creative that he hasn't done for a long time, like developing something. I'm not exactly sure what it is now. I just let him do his thing. And the kids do the dishes without me even telling them. That's a miracle, too.
That's a big deal.
I really enjoy. And so I'm really grateful. And Rosie is happy again. And, it's just me, I guess, who's still struggling a little bit health-wise with...
Well, Tina, you have to believe in yourself. Remember, love is who you are. And always will be. And it's from that love that you connect with God, you connect with Christ, and you attract to yourself all of the assistance you need, whether it's human assistance or health supplements or food or experiences that you need to be the perfect person that you are. Because your outward perfection is an outgrowth of your love. So just get into the center of the rose and be the rose petal, okay? And let the rose unfold.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I will do just that.
Yes, that's my prescription for you. Just be the love that you are. Go buy a beautiful rose that hasn't opened yet.
Yeah, I've been shown that
before.
And
let it unfold. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll be great for you.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I've been shown that, the same thing before by Yeshua, to buy a rose before.
Uh-huh.
Or one has been told to draw a rose. Amazing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I trust that will heal. It's just a little annoying, but I trust that.
You will. Well, we go through phases. All of us do. It's just part of life. You know, it's just like, let me give you something that will take the negativity off of it. You know, of all the age groups of humanity, we would think that the elders would be the ones that would have colds and flu the most. Actually, I talk to my elder friends and they say, You know, I can't remember the last time I had a cold or flu. But you talk to the young family members, and their kids are always sneezing. They've always got something going on. They gotta be kept home out of daycare, or mom doesn't want to take them out because she's got to be real careful about them. Well, what's it all about? Why? It's just upside down to what you might expect. Okay. It's because they're developing their immune system. They're born innocent, and they come into a world that is full of bacteria and viruses and funguses and chemicals. And so it takes little kids years and years to build up their immunity to all of these things. Now, we adults, as we go through life, we unfold a new part of ourselves that is innocent. And you might have just done that. Tina, you're unfolding yourself at a pretty fast pace right now. You went to Mexico for some therapy, and you're probably unfolding some new layers of yourself that have not built up immunity yet. And so consider that also. Take the negativity off and look at it as an opportunity. I can reflect back to what Stephen said about some annoying skin problems he has. Well, Stephen, you've been going through a lot of unfolding in the last 2 years and letting go and bringing up new layers of life and love. And those new layers of life and love may have to develop immunity before they can live here with you. So put a little positive spin on this, guys. And if you get a cold, you get some, a little bit of allergic reaction to something or touch of the flu, just say, okay, what kind of strength do I need to build up next? Take the positive test on it. And before you do that, think about the babies, think about the kids, think about, and I know, Tina, raising your daughter, you went through everything I'm talking about, so you know exactly what I'm saying. And you would stay healthy when Sarah would get sick. And it wasn't because she was in poor health than you were. She was in better health than you. But she was more vulnerable than you because she was fresh and new and innocent. Okay?
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And something that everybody could think about, because I notice sometimes after I have had a spiritual epiphany, I get a cold. And I wonder, well, what? This isn't supposed to happen. And then I realize, oh, my gosh, this spiritual epiphany opened new windows into my being. And I just breathed in all the outside air without filtering it. I got to get used to this. A little more water, a little more sleep. A little more meditation, a little more prayer takes care of it all. Okay. Well, that's from Dr. Glenda today. the positive touch has miracle effects. And I'm going to open the line to Nancy, our lovely Nancy.
Hello, Glenda, and everybody on the call. Glenda, I wanted to say that I didn't know Desmond's face, but I knew his heart by the phone calls. And I am so comforted that we can mourn together and celebrate his life at the same time. And then there is a blessing that I would like to request. I have a friend named Gloria, and her husband, right after he got his first COVID vaccination, and before the immunity had developed, he contracted COVID, and it's a pretty serious case. So I would ask, his name is Roy, and I would ask that he be placed on the prayer list.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Then her mother, who is elderly, recently fell for the second time and broke her pelvis again.
Oh, no.
So I would like prayers for that family, for their healing, and
yes.
that God's will be done for them. And then I have an expression of appreciation for Tony, because I think the last time I said something on the call, I said I was struggling with feeling separated and judging my friends who are believing lies that are occurring in some parts of our external
mm-hmm.
environment. And so I thought, well, start doing some research. So I went to Tony's index in Love Without End and was looking under discernment, and I found some wonderful passages that were very helpful, especially in the chapter on your rights and freedoms. So, and I really loved the part on the last couple of pages where it talks about loving allowance and loving disallowance. So now I'm working on how to interact with people that actually at this point could be a health problem for me if I
uh-huh.
try and interact with them. So I'm trying to figure
uh-huh.
out loving disallowance and loving
Good.
Allowance from the point of view of they have a right to their beliefs. So,
right.
But Tony's index is just great when you really want some guidance and some help on an issue such
yes.
as that, on any issue. But
it's awesome.
I want to express my gratitude to him today.
Okay. I would bet $3 he's going to listen to the playback. Because I know Tony. He loves our community, and he loves being a co-host. And he's a great teammate. He really is.
His
contribution to Love Without End was timeless, because long after I'm gone and the first generation is gone, that index will be a lasting and living study course.
It
because
is.
It allows you to pick up any thread of thought and carry it through the book. Because, you know, when I took the notes, I took them not in a topical way, because we might talk about one topic in a dozen different frames of reference, a dozen different times, and I would just carry the conversation as it flowed. So the way you're able to bring back together all of these wonderful instructions and revelations is through that index.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
comparing,
I just feel so
you get
you
so much meaning.
Go ahead.
I'm
sorry, I spoke over you.
No, please, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to express my gratitude to you for taking all of those notes and then putting them together, and to Tony for creating the index, which makes it even more useful as we try to live the teachings of Yeshua.
Yeah.
It just is so helpful. So, thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank and God bless Tony. I know he's receiving so many blessings. He probably is
yeah.
levitating.
Mm-hmm. He may be listening. He couldn't take it forward today, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not listening on his cell phone. So, hi, Tony.
Hi,
you
Tony.
Okay. I'm going to open the line to Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Glenda and everyone. Oh, I need to echo what people are saying. It's just such a nourishing community. I'm kind of blown away at how much I'm resonating with what everyone is sharing today. It's like, wow. And I will echo what I said yesterday on the call, that I feel that it's such a healthy thing for us to mourn together, and that I'm feeling myself mourning with everyone who's had these losses. And it's a healthy thing. It feels really good to be in community around that. So thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Yeshua was right. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mm-hmm. I never understood that until I was able to really open myself up to mourn with others for the oneness that we all are. And then it totally made sense. Because we bring back our loved one into the fold.
Yeah, so like when we talk about Desmond, I feel him here. Someone spoke of their cat that they lost. I feel the kitty here, you know. I feel Larry here. I haven't even met these people or beings, but that's an amazing gift. I really, really, really appreciate it. And echoing, I want to send out a blessing to Jean Marie, because I really feel a lot of empathy for and compassion for what she's describing that she's going through. And Stephen also. I met Stephen many years ago in Fairfax, California. And so cool to hear his voice on the call. And I just want to send out a blessing to him for all he's been going through, with his family, his cousin, and his skin. And for myself, Glenda, I want it, and everyone, I've been practicing the Lord's Prayer and in a very deeply meditative way. And it's been really interesting to practice it multiple times in a row. And then it starts to kind of break down into these statements and to these almost like mantras, you know, and to take it deep inside. And what I discovered is like, it feels to me like it starts in the heart. It starts in that love that you're talking about, our Father who art in heaven. It starts in the heart. And then it starts going more and more out into our life until eventually we're saying, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And then Nancy brought up about how to be discerning. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so I feel like I'm in that outer level of that prayer, having a realization of how many resentments I've held on to towards people. And just praying that Yeshua will help me learn more about forgiveness and how to clear up my space of those resentments or those hurts and disappointments that I've been holding on to, because I know it interferes with God's capacity to bless my life. You know?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And you're on my list.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christopher. And June, I see you just came on the line.
Hi, Glenda. I got on the call a bit late. I have a friend who, she's my cousin from up in Canada, and she's really ill right now, and she wanted me to pray for her, and I was speaking with her, and I would like to just ask a blessing for her. Her name is Odette.
Okay. Got it.
And also for Arlene, who's in the hospital recovering from cancer surgery.
Oh, my goodness. How she's doing?
Well, she's an extraordinary human being who suffered so much but has such a bright nature in spite of everything. It's really extraordinary, you know. So I don't think she's doing so great right now, but I think her spirit is, you know, really incredible.
That's where it begins.
Yeah, I mean, some people have endured so much from early childhood, and it's extraordinary how much light they can give and share.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you, Glenda, for, I know this is a difficult time. I think it's beautiful. I was listening to people talking about mourning and mourning a community and being able to grieve. There's a lot of losses that people are experiencing, you know,
indeed,
due to various factors, which I'm sure everyone's aware of. And, I think that's so important right now that people have a chance to be able to grieve, and you know, every spirit is so important. Every person is, and I love that.
Everyone is part of. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone is part of the whole. Well, Jim,
yes.
I've got your request on our list, and I think we need to move on into our blessing, but first I'm going to open the line to Stormy. Stormy,
thank you.
You are on, well, sort of, you're on now.
Yes, Glenda, I have patiently waited to hear the word gallbladder, and so that I would give blessing to having my gallbladder removed. I know that dye test, that's why they went in and found out that it was rotten, literally. But just last week, I found out from the doctor, he says the good news is that I didn't know I had to worry about this, but the good news was that he says there was absolutely no cancer in my gallbladder. And I can give gratitude for a blessing of such that even though it was rotten, it did not infect any of the other organs. Give blessing to that. And just really bringing us into this prayer with gratitude for blessings I didn't even know I needed.
Oh, and now you can really be empathic with Tony and what he's going through.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah, I know. Well, Stormy, I'm glad that you got through it and that there were no negative consequences, but it doesn't surprise me at all because you face the world with the most positive possibility. And that plus the grace of God carries you through everything.
Yeah, like I said on the prayer call, if I wasn't going to take care of it, God took care of it for me.
Yep. Sometimes we don't know about things we need to be taking care of, and we are just automatically, taken care of by God. And then we discover later, oh my goodness, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are carried by his angels so much more than we know. Something with Inner Peace Movement we talk about, the angels have such a higher vibrational rate, and oft times when angels are visiting you, you will run a fever because your vibrational rate isn't high enough, and you will actually run a fever when angels are close to you. And I just thought that was a nice scenario to talk about. Not always with everybody, but it is there that their vibrational rate is so high that it can cause a fever within you because you're not used to it.
Yep, that's true. It's totally true.
And it's that getting used to that vibrational more and more and more that you can integrate it like so many other spiritual values and awarenesses that we are integrating into ourselves, and really look forward to your blessing and your prayer, Glenda.
Okay. Well, we're going to get on into that. I can compliment what you said with some experience I had with Larry in the days right before he transitioned. he would, his body temperature would accelerate up to 101, 102, and I would report that to the nurses, and they would say, don't worry about it, Glenda. It's his body, it's his heart, and his whole metabolism accelerating in order to shut down, to close, in order to facilitate his passing. And I thought, oh my gosh, you mean he's not sick? No, he's not sick. It's his body tying up loose ends and wrapping up business. And so there could be a lot of reasons, just like I was talking about before, like we have opened a new page of our life and we're vulnerable. So we get what we call sick, but we're really not sick. We're just giving our body time to adapt to new experiences, new exposure, new levels of exposure. And so I kind of thought about exactly what you thought, that this is the Holy Spirit coming into Larry and the angels coming to him that are raising his body temperature. So that was exactly my thought, what you said, Stormy.
Oh, thank you.
Confirming that. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, let's get ready for our blessing. All right. It's almost 4 o'clock and we need to take care of everyone and to receive the grace of God, the love of Christ, and healing potential of the universe. Okay. I'm going to put everyone on mute. All right, everyone. Now, all I want you to do is to just let's see who is not muted. Someone is not muted. I've got to get everyone muted. So we've got silence in the background. Just be patient with me. I am trying to get through all of the people that didn't automatically get muted until those noises go away. We don't want those. We don't want those noises while you're meditating. And I know it's not me. Okay, now it seems like, nope, we still got noises in the background. I cannot figure this out. Oh my gosh, this has never happened before. Tony has really mastered the board, and it's changed a lot in the last few months since he's been managing it, and I have not kept up with the mechanics. So I'll get there. In the meantime, while I'm doing this, what I want each one of you to do is just to focus on your breath. Relax. Inhale as deeply as you can. And just feel love coming into your body. Feel the spirit coming into your body. Hold it as long as you can, and then exhale. Clear your lungs completely of everything. Just allow yourself to release. Just release. Let go. And now, inhale again. Fully and deeply as you can. And exhale again as fully as you can. so that we can all feel the quietness of the Holy Spirit, the peace that is within us all. When all of the voices of our mind are silenced, now just relax. Make sure that all of your body parts are uncrossed. This is not yoga, and it's not anything else that involves some kind of exceptional body position. It really doesn't matter whether you're just hanging out of a hammock or spreading out on your bed. You just want to be able to receive energy purely and simply, and that's all. To that end, have your feet and your head uncovered, if possible. If it's too cold or if there's any other reason, then try to cover them with a natural fiber, such as cotton, wool, or silk. That's a good one. Just so that the energy of the universe has no barrier for coming up through you into the heavens, back from the heavens into you, and down through the earth. And I will begin my prayer to Yeshua, our brother, Son of God, the one who has never left us, who holds us in your heart. We pray this moment to know your love. It's there. We convince ourselves daily. We can count on it. And we can. But we don't always call it into knowing. We ask that you take our hand now and help us call into knowing the fact that you're there, the fact that you care, the fact that you're going to be with us in whatever next chapter we enter, that you're with our loved ones, whether they're still in the old chapter with us or whether they've moved on to a new one, that you're with them too, that we are all one family, connected. We're all one family, loving one another, seeking to expand our love around this beautiful planet, including everyone in our prayers. We pray for peace. We pray for compassion, for understanding, for tolerance. And we pray for an open heart that can find and share all of the amazing abundance that is on this beautiful planet, if it were only collected and shared, if it were not hoarded or held back. There is so much we all have to give. Help us to discover our God-given talents, our God-given treasures of awareness, of consciousness, our God-endowed place of love within our heart, where with God, we are divine. We pray that you walk beside us as we seek to be all of these things and bring about the purpose of our life and move forward into the next purpose of our life and the next, that we may live an anointed life along all the ways and byways on which we travel, and knowing that you're with us on every part of our journey. You are the divine and holy presence of God who walked upon the earth as a human, that the presence of God may know itself as human, and thereby know better how to love us, how to understand our troubles, our needs, how to care for us in all the ways of life. Amen. Blessing givers, now let us begin our blessing. And the rest of you, begin your prayers and relax. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest so that you can receive the blessings of God, the revelations of the Holy Spirit, the healing of Christ, as if you were a little child and they're writing on a blank slate, opening up perfect new possibilities for your life. Thank you so much for being part of us, an important part of us. Bye-bye for now. And I hope to see you next week. Have a great day.